I stopped in town only to ask about Miss Havisham. She was still very ill, it seemed. Then I walked fast onto the dark, lonely marshes. Soon I arrived at the lime kiln, which was still burning, although the workmen had all gone home. I pushed open the door of the old house, which I thought was uninhabited. But to my surprise there was a bed, a table, and a candle inside. Suddenly the candle was blown out. I was attacked from behind, and my arms were tied close to my sides with a thick rope. The pain in my injured arm was terrible. In a moment the candle was lit again, and I recognized my attacker, Orlick. I saw he had been drinking, and I knew I was in a very dangerous situation. "Now," he said fiercely, "I've got you." "Why have you brought me here?" I asked.
"Don't you know?"
he replied, drinking straight from a bottle.
"Because you're my enemy. I lost that job at Miss Havisham's because of you. And what's more, Biddy would have liked me if you hadn't been there. You've been in my way ever since you were a child. And now I'm going to have your life. Tonight you're going to die."
I felt I was looking down into my own grave. I could see no possible way of escape.
"More than that," he said, "I don't want anything left of you. I'll put your body in the kiln. Even your clothes will be burnt, and in the morning there'll be nothing left."